Makis Daf Tes. In today's Daf, we're going to be, in Yirtzeh Hashem, discussing some of the definitions of Einshin, of capital punishment and other punishments, as they relate to Dinei Yisrael and Dinei Bnei Noach. Now, obviously, this is not Negev Bizman Hazeh. We, today, our Batei Dinim do not decide capital punishment. Obviously, Kavol Chomer, we have no ability to punish and to decide the cases that are relating to Bnei Noach. But in defining different halachas as they relate to Yisrael and Bnei Noach, this will give us a deeper insight and some clearer definitions of different areas of halacha that these differences relate to. The Gemara on Daf Tes, the Mishnah on Daf Chesam and Beis, brings the dinim of Golus as relating to Yisrael and Ben Noach. The Gemara on Daf Tes continues this discussion, and the Gemara says, V'rimini lefikoch, ger v'oivik kachom shehorgu neherogin. Rashi explains that this is a hemshich of a sugi in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin. The lefikoch refers to the din of Azarosan Zui Misosan. We paskin that in Dine Bnei Noach, which are discussed over there in Sanhedrin, the halacha is that Bezdin will paskin capital punishment in Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach on a goy, despite the fact that the goy did not receive any hasro. We know that in all Einshin, be it Malkis or be it Misa, the halacha is that Yisrael, in order to be punished by Bezdin, will need hasro. If there is no hasro, it's not punishable. It's only punishable via whatever the Averi is, min ha-shamayim. However, by Ben Noach, this is not the case. Azarosan zuhi misosan. And Rashi by us in Makis has an interesting way of defining the ramifications of this halacha. And Rashi says, Lufiko ha-sheva mitzvah shenetztavu b'nei Noach koi, v'kaimolon azarosan zuhi misosan, Lufiko, therefore, if a Gertoshev or a Goy kills, he is killed. Rashi understands from the fact that a Goy, to be killed by Bezdin, does not need Hasro, and we know that Hasro is where the Eidim or others warn the guilty parties not to do the Avera, and that if they commit that crime, the Inish is kach v'kach. If a goy does not need that ashara, Rashi says it's obvious that a goy is to be killed even when he does the aver b'shoigig. Because the whole purpose of ashara, Rashi is saying, is only lahavchin ben shoigig u ben mezid. Interestingly enough, there's a mandama which is brought later on in the Masechta that since the only purpose of Asura is Lahavchin ben Shoigeg ubei Mezid, then a Talmud Chochem who certainly knows the Halacha does not need Hasro. We paskin out that way. The Rambam and all the other Rishonim paskin, like the Gemara that says, not like that man d'Omer. We paskin that even a Talmud Chochem needs Hasro. But the essential quality of Hasro is, in order to heighten the awareness of the person who's about to commit that crime, what the ramifications of that crime is. And therefore, the Halacha is that a goy, if he doesn't need asra, obviously there is no chilik between shoygeg and b'mezin. This is the opinion of Rashi. The Rishonim ask that this chiddush of Rashi is not found mufurish in the Gemara, and they say that there are sugis which would seem not that way, that shoygeg, also a goy, would be potter. The Rambam, in Perek Yud, Mehilchis Melochim, agrees with the opinion of the other Rishonim, and he seems to indicate that in other averis of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, for instance, if a goy steals b'shoigig, or if a goy eats even in a chay b'shoigig, the halacha will be that he will not be chayv misa. And this that we find in the Gemara, horgu neherogin, because azarosan zui misosan, is only a special din by ritzicha, that the din is that b'shoigig, a goy will be killed, he does not have the outlet, the hatzola of an ir miklot, and therefore the goy ladom can kill the Roitzeach, this Gertoshov, wherever he might be, even though he's a Shoigig. But a Shoigig in other Averis will be potter. This itself needs a definition. Why is the halacha of Goyal Adom, if the halacha is that a Shoigig is not killed for the Averis, and we don't hold the Chumra of Rashi, then why should Goyal Adom be, why should the din of Ritzicha be any worse? And we might add, if the halacha of hasro is la'avchin ben shekik uben meizid, if the definition of hasro is that now we know, that now we as the Beis Din knows for sure that the person, beyond the shadow of a doubt, was aware of the ramifications of his actions, and therefore he's chayiv misa, then why should it be, if there is a p'tur of shoygeg, why should the halacha be that a benoyach will be killed even without hasro? It would seem from the shita of the Rambam, the different rayas to this based on different sugyas in Sanhedrin, but the general idea of the shita of Rambam in the din of hasro, in all capital punishments as well as malchus, is that be'emes hasro is not just to take away a chash that the person is doing the Aveira b'shoikik. As we mentioned, there's a mandama that holds, where there is no real chash, that the person who's committing the crime does not know what the oinish and what the din of his Aveira is, then there is no din asura. We paskin out that way. So Rashi would seem held that even according to us, the whole din of asura is a distinction between shoikik and mezid. And even in Talmud Chochem, maybe there is somewhat of a chash, and therefore by Ben Noach, that doesn't need us, so obviously is chayv on a shoygig, the Rambam would seem to hold differently. The Rambam holds that the din of Hasro, the Gemara, Loshna Gemara, Tzorech lahater atzma limisa, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, which means that when a person does an Aveira, sometimes a person could do an Aveira in the heat of a moment without thinking of the ramifications of what he's doing. The din of capital punishment, or din malchus, that Beis Din gives, is only when the person rationally made a decision to accept on himself the ramifications of what he's doing. The Gemara calls that mater atzmoy lemisa. The maisa aveira of a person who hears when he's ready to do the aveira, what the ramifications, what the punishment of his aveira is, and he does it anyways, the awareness level and the maisa aveira that he's doing is a different type of maisa aveira than the maisa aveira of somebody who doesn't think and just goes ahead and commits the crime. Even if theoretically he possesses the information that what he's doing carries an ownership kach v'kach, he's a person that knows chumish, he knows how to read a pasuk in Pashas Achrei Mois, he knows that the oinish of aveira ploini is skilo, or the oinish of aveira ploini is sreifa, but he's not thinking about it at that moment. A mater atzmi lemisa defines himself as somebody, in English maybe we would call it premeditated, but it's not premeditated exactly in the classic sense. Over here it just means that the person is aware of the ramifications, he's consciously aware of the ramifications of what he's doing while he's doing it. And that din, the Rambam holds, does not exist by Ben Noach. That is the din that Ben Noach azeroson zuin misoson. As long as he actually knows what he's doing, he's chayiv. Even if he doesn't know the Einish, he doesn't consciously know what the Einish is, but he knows that what he's doing is an Aveira, the halacha is that he's chayiv misa. And I'd like to go into this halacha with a little more depth. It's possible that this halacha is just a chomer that the Torah imposed on Goy. Could be that there is no definitive difference in Hagdorah between the Aveira of a Yid and the Aveira of a Yisrael, Dine Yisrael and Dine Ben Noach. It could be that it's only Gzeis HaKosuv that we are machmir on a Goy, even though he didn't have that level of awareness with Hasro, the halacha is we kill him anyways. However, the Rambam, in a classic statement in his Pirush HaMishnayis, in Perekid Anosha, tells us otherwise. The Rambam says that even though the mitzvahs that Yisrael HaMitzvah, many of those mitzvahs were already commanded before Sinai to Bnei Noach, for instance, there's Mitzvahs Milo, and there's Gir Anosha, which was given to Bnei Yaakov before Har Sinai. However, those mitzvahs that were, even though they existed before, from Sinai and on, are a different mitzvah. It's kedai to read the Lashon of the Rambam inside. V'sin lipcho alo ikra agodol anichla b'mishno azois, v'hu ma she'omar misinai nesar, lefi she'ato horeso ladas, she'kol ma she'onu marchikim. All that we are marchik, anything that we treat as iser, or oisim ayim, anything that we do as a mitzvah, I say, ain't on oisim ala b'mitzvah sa'kodesh bochu ayde moishu rabbeinu olav ha'sholom. Lo isha ha'kodesh bochu, and not because ha'kodesh bochu omar zel le'nevi'im sholofonov, the mitzvahs that we do today, even if they were commanded to Nevi'im that lived, that revealed, that received this revelation before Har Sinai, we do not keep the mitzvahs because of what was revealed to Avram, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, to Noach, to Adam. But we keep these mitzvahs only because they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. El lefisha Moshe also aleinu Eivim and Achai b'mashetziva b'Sinai. Even though Eivim and Achai was given to Yaakov Ubonov, we do not keep the mitzvah of Eivim and Achai because of Yaakov Ubonov. We keep it because of the revelation of HaSinai. K'moy kein, einonu molen mipnei she'avrom avinu mol atzmoi ve'anshe beisoi el mipnei she'akadosh baruch hu tzivo esonu. We do not do mitzvahs mila because the tzivui was given, the command was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Avram Avinu b'nei Beisai. We are commanded from Har Sinai to keep mila as one of the Tayag mitzvahs, and that's why we do it. Now, the chilik would sound to be just semantics. What's the difference if the reason why we do the mitzvah is because of Sinai, or because it was commanded to Yaakov Avinu? Either way, we're mechuyev. I believe that the Rambam is defining for us that there is a conceptual difference, yesodistika conceptual difference between mitzvahs of Bnei Noach and mitzvahs of Yisrael, even where those mitzvahs are in actuality in halacha the same mitzvah. We've discussed in some of the previous shiurim the concept that a Yid, Dine Yisrael, Dine Choshe Mishpat, and Dine of the Gemara, in various halachas, will not necessarily be determined by the level of fault at play in the act that was committed by the Mazik, or Ganev, or Reitzech, whatever it may be. The halacha is that a Yisrael, in order to be chayav on a ma'aser ritzicha, there are certain defined definitions of what constitutes a ma'aser ritzicha. There's an avera called a ma'aser ritzicha. There's an avera called a ma'aser gneva. There's an avera called a ma'aser mazik. And in all those averas, there are ramifications. The ramification for a ma'aser mazik is tashlumim. The ramifications for a ma'aser gneva are tashlumim and a chiv to return the item. The ramifications of a ma'aser ritzicha is a ma'aser of arayis is the oynish, whatever oynish there is for those specific averis. The averis of Bnei Noach and the oynishim that are given to Bnei Noach are not so much an oynish and an avera on the ma'aser that was committed by the person. Be'etzem goyim anat mechuyiv in mitzvahs. The Rebbeinu Shlalem gave to Klal Yisrael, gave to Amo Yisrael, Tayag mitzvahs and Asinai, and a goy does not have. Ki ein lo chelik v'nachlo b'Yisrael. He does not have a chelik in Torah. However, as a system of life which works, where people could live together and basic tenets of morality and decency, the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which are basic precepts in decent and moral living, that were revealed to the Goyim in order to set up the world as the Rishonim already discussed this, that the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach are more for Tikkun Olam than the specific acts, be it Ma'aseh Mitzvah, and crimes, be it Ma'aseh Avera, of the person who's committing them. I want to give a few examples of what I mean to bring out. The halacha is l'moshul, with sugis in Sanhedrin, that a Yisrael, the halacha is in Hilchus Ritzicha, that a Yid is potter from Misas Bezdin if he kills a treifa. A treifa is somebody who has an internal wound which renders him unable to live past a certain period of time. And the halacha is that if a Yisrael kills such a person, he's potter from Ritzicha. The halacha is that a Ben Noach is chayiv. And there's a famous kasha asked by the Achroinim that in truth it's very hard to understand. The treifa is somebody who's, let's say, going to live for the next 6 months or 9 months. His time span is limited because of a wound that he has internally. The halacha is that if a person is a goises, and the guf of the person is sholein, but we know that his minutes are limited. He's literally He's literally at death's door. If somebody goes into a ICU ward of a hospital and pulls the plug on somebody who has an hour to live, the halacha is he's a retzach and he's chayv misa. There's a specific halacha in a treifa, the Gemara says, because he's not a sholem, that he's part of Mimisa, whereas somebody who only has chayesho, his lifespan is limited, severely limited, he's a geisis. Literally, he's only going to live for another second. The Gemara even discusses a case where a person is breathing his last, and somebody touches him, and a Yisrael touches him, he's chayev on ritzicha, because the touching of the person who's about to die, his end will be hastened by 1 second even, and the Gemara says the chay shol kechay olam. 1 second of life carries with it the destruction of 1 second of life carries with it a chiv ritzicha the same way chay olam carries with it hilchos ritzicha. Obviously, the chil between a treifa and between a goises is not in the quality of life. A treifa is up and awake and he's living, he's fully functioning. He's just limited. The chilik is exeres hakosuf that a person who's sholem carries with him on his death, on his killing a chiv ritzicha, whereas a treifa not. This distinction does not apply by a ben noyach, and I believe that the pshat is that by a ben noyach, the chiv ritzicha that a ben noyach is punished for has nothing to do with the act of ritzicha insofar as a maisa aveira is concerned, but it has to do with the destruction of life. A ben noyach is chayiv because when he did ritzicha, he destroyed life. Nothing to do with defining the specific parameters of what's a ma'aser ritzicha and what's not a ma'aser ritzicha. It has to do with the fact that ibud nefesh was caused by him. Again, if it was not his fault, if he was a complete shoygeg, so the Rambam says over there, it's not his fault. That's a matter of not being his fault. But insofar as the act having to be defined as a complete act of ritzicha with all the dinim that are discussed in the Masechet Sanhedrin, that a ben noyach doesn't have, because that's not the focal point of his einshim and his chiyuvim. The point is that mipnei tikkun ha'olam, there's a din that a ibud nefesh carries with it a death sentence, and that's true by ben noyach, whereas Yisrael is only chayiv if he does a ma'aser ritzicha. Another interesting example is Uber, which is a subject of much discussion in today's world, where abortion is considered a dvar heter, and the halach is that a Yisrael, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that a Yisrael that kills an Uber, even though there's an Isser Etzicha Midaraisa, abortion is a terrible, terrible Avera, creating an abortion. However, it does not carry with it a Chiv Etzicha, whereas a Goy Shoharag Uber is Chayiv. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is that since an Uber is not a fully formed human being, a full Maiser Etzicha it's not. However, in terms of Ibud Nefesh, destruction of human life it is. If anything, it's more destroyed. You're destroying human life before it's even created, before the person even had a chance to live. It's a greater destruction and a greater ibud of potential human life than killing a person who's already lived most of his life. But as far as a Maiser Ritzich is concerned, where Yisrael is chayiv, an Uber is not a Adam Sholim. A similar idea, a little bit different, but the same idea is Mitzamtzim, the Gemara discusses in Sanhedrin certain cases where a Roitzeach, let's say, tied somebody to a shore where it's inevitable that the tide will wash the water of the ocean over that person, the person will drown, the person cannot escape because he's tied down. In certain cases where Yisrael will be chayiv, or let's say he's tied up in the sun, where eventually he'll die of sunstroke, the halacha is that Yisrael is not chayiv. All those distinctions do not apply by a ben noyach. And the pshat is, again, the same thing. As far as ibud nefesh is concerned, as far as fault of ibud nefesh is concerned, there's a full ibud nefesh going on in all these cases. What's missing is a Torah definition of a ma'aser ritzicha. This is insofar as ritzicha is concerned. Let's move on to another example. The halacha is that a Yisrael is chayiv as a ganav or as a gazlan only when he steals a pruta. When he steals a pachas mishov a pruta, the halacha is that he's potter. The Rav HaMagid, in the beginning of Hilchas Gneva, in the beginning of Hilchas Gzela, has a very interesting definition. He says that a chatzi pruta is akin to eating a chatzi shir. We know that the halacha is that even though chatzi shir osim in HaTorah, even though the shir of all machol sasuris, if a person eats basa v'cholav, or chazer, or shkotzim, or v'ramosim, whatever it may be, the halacha is that malchus, all the einshin, for those machol sasuris, are only when the person eats a kizayis. However, when a person eats a chatzik zayis, even though it's awesome in Atari, chatzik shia awesome in Atari, the halacha is there is no oynish. And the Rav HaMagid compares stealing a chatzik pruta, even though there is a loss of money, the same way a chatzik zayis of chazer is also, the pshat is, chazer l'tzarufei, it is chazer, and the person did eat chazer, but the maisa is not a big enough maisa to be considered a maisa achilo, that would be mechayv and malkis. So too, stealing from a person the shear, which is considered a maisa of proper theft, which carries with it the ramifications and the oynish of a ganav and a gazel, is only b'shava pruta, not b'pochus b'shava pruta. A ben noyach is chayv on pochus b'shava pruta. What's the pshat? The pshat is the way we just explained it. A goy is not chayv because of the maisa that he did. He's chayv because of the result that was created. He's chayv because of the loss that was created al yidei his maisa. Not that the maisa has to have a cheshivas onto its own. Whereas by a yid, a maisa gzela has to be a full maisa gzela, and there are certain shiurim. Same way we're saying all the different halachas and hilchas ritzicha that relate to the definition of a maisa ritzicha hamachayeves, which is punishable as a capital crime in Bezdin. The same is true by Gezel. In order to be considered la'alocha, Gezel, one has to do a certain type of maisa gzela, or a maisa mazik, where there's a certain type we discussed in the previous year, where somebody throws a rock and is negligent in anybody's book, but la'alocha is still, that's not considered a maisa mazik, and a goy would be chayv in all those cases. If it's his fault, and destruction of human life was caused, and destruction of somebody else's money was caused, the pachas meshav brut is also money. It just doesn't have the chshivus of a full maisa gneva. And therefore, it's not punishable by Yisrael, where the definition of oinshim of Yisrael has to do with the maisa ritzicha, the maisa gzela. Whereas a goy, as long as the result is ibud nefesh or ibud mamoin, the halacha is that all punishments will apply to a ben noyach. There's an interesting Tosefos on this. The Rambam says, without bringing a source, that a goy is chayv on eating pachas mekazayis of evim and achay. Some of the Achronim want to build from this an interesting cloud that there are no shiurim, all the shiurim for how big or how old or how large things have to be in order to have different chiyuvim and dinim, than which are halachal moshe mesina, the shiurim of kezayis and revias, and the achronim say, do not apply, halachal moshe mesina was only given to Yisrael, and as far as the ben noach is concerned, there's no shiur of a kezayis, and my sachil is b'kol shu. They want to point out, based on this, an interesting chiddush. They want to say that there is no age of 13, of being a bar mitzvah as responsibility for a ben noach. If an 11-year-old ben noach would kill or steal, he would have all the responsibilities of Yisrael. The way we're explaining the definition of what the Rambam is saying is a little bit different. It's not the pshat that there are no shiurim. If there's a shiur in when something is considered having been done by an adult in a responsible way, that would be true by a ben noach also. If he's less than 13, he's not responsible for his actions, and he's not considered to have done them bedas. However, when we're talking about a maisa chilo, where the maisa chilo has to have a keshivos in order to be considered a full maisa, the avera of a goy is not in defining it as a maisa avera, but it's in defining the result. If the Torah said that the mitzius of achilas evim and achai is something which is punishable by death for a ben noach, the same way it's punishable by malchus for Yisrael, then the halacha is that will be true even without the full maisa chilo that a yid needs to be chayiv. A goy will not need that. He'll be chayiv on the mitzius of achila sevim and achayiv without the full maisa achila, which is necessary by Yisrael. So we have different examples of this idea where the chiyuvim and the azhoris and the oinshim of a ben noach are toloi in the ibud, in the result, in the poel yoytze, in the toitzor of what the goy is doing, of what the ben noach is doing, whereas Yisrael, it's not enough that it's his fault that that Tetzel was created. There are many cases where it's fully his fault b'dinei shamayim on the Maisir Tzicha. It's fully his fault on the Hefsid moment that was incurred by the person who was the victim of his recklessness. However that word, or where there's an Ibud moment, and the halacha is still that's not a Maisir Zeila, or a Maisir Mazik, or a Maisir Tzicha, or a Maisir Achila Sisa. And that is the defining characteristic that separates the mitzvahs of a Yid from the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. I believe this is the kavona of the Rambam in his Yisoid in Perek Gedan Oshem. That the mitzvahs that were given to b'nei Noach were there l'tikun ha'olam and not there as defined act or defined ma'ase aveira, which have to be done or which mustn't be done by Yisroel. Getting back to our discussion of Hasro, if we understand that Hasro is not only a way of knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that the person who did the Aveir knows that what he's doing is a Ma'is Aveir, let's say we know that he knows, he's a Talmud Chochem, still we pass him, there's Halacha, that we have to be master him. The Pshat is that the act of Yisroel has to be defined, in order to be punishable by Beis Din, has to be defined in terms of a premeditated act in which the person is conscious b'shas maisa of what he's doing and what the ramifications of what he's doing is. By Ben Noach, since we're explaining that the purpose, not so much the purpose, but the definition of his avera is not in terms of the strength of character in what he's doing, but it's in the result that he's creating, there would not be a difference between if he had asura or not. If it's his fault, he's aware of what he's doing, it's not that he's not mamish or shoygeid. Even if he's karev lemezid, that would be enough to be mechayivim. If he's missing asura, it could very well be that he knows what he's doing. And if we know that he knows that he's not a shoygeid gomer, he was aware of what he was doing. Even if he's not fully aware of b'shas ma'isa, and there's no full ma'isa there in terms of dinei Yisroel, the halacha will be that since it's his fault that the Ibud Nefesh resulted, that the Ibud Momen resulted, the halacha will be as a rosin zui misosin. This is the way the Rambam understands the halacha of our Gemara, that a goy does not need Asro. Whereas Rashi understood from this much more. Rashi understood that he's chayiv even on Shoygi. The emes is, or emes didn't lehe omer, that even according to Rashi this is lechayiv the pshat. That a goy will be chayiv on anything that happens as a result of his negligence, it doesn't even have to be necessarily his fault. Even if he's a shoygeg gomer, Rashi will say he's chayev because as a result of his dropping the pan, the can of paint, somebody below got hurt. Somebody below got killed. Even a shoygeg will be chayev despite the fact that it's not totally his fault, because there was a toitzah that the Torah was held responsible to Ben Erech for. But in terms of a ma'isa avera, if a person does b'shoygeg and he's not aware of what he's doing, he didn't do it on purpose, you can't call that a full ma'isa avera and still a ben erech is chayev. Just to add a drop more al derech ha'efsher of conceptual definition to what we're saying, the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, speaks by Arichus in the first half of his classic Sefer, where when he's giving Musa to any Ben Yisroel in understanding the importance of the Maisei Mitzvah that he does and avoiding the Maisei Avera that he mustn't do, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that we think that the ramifications of what we do or what we don't do are in this world. And we don't realize that every Maisei that we do has tremendous ramifications, spiritual and cosmic ramifications in the Olamos, he speaks Al Derech HaKabbalah, how the spiritual repercussions of everything that Yid does affect the whole Bria. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings that we as a Goy, even the worst Aveira that a Goy does cannot affect the Olamos, because a Goy has no koyach in his Maisim to affect anything else but Olam Hazeh that we live in. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says something very startling, that when a Yid has, Rachman al-Tzlan, one Machshova Ro, his Aveira more affects the cosmic makeup of the Bria, of the Olamos, and of the different spiritual worlds, all the way up to the Kisei HaKavod, more than when Titus HaRosha committed the greatest desecration and Chilul Hashem Bebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. The reason for that is, he says, because Titus as a Goy was only able to create a Chilul Hashem in this world. Masha'enke, when a Yid, even if he does an Aveira Kala Shebekalois, but that ramifications of that Aveira go all the way up to affect his Shoresh and Neshama and the Kisei HaKavod and all the Olamos that exist, that the Rebbeinu Shem created, Api Kabbalah, both that we know about, both that we don't know about, the Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings out with this the tremendous responsibility that a Ben Yisrael bears with every act that he does to make sure that it's done properly, and Rachman Olflon and Zihirus from every Avera, how much a Yid has to avoid Chet. And the same is true in the way we're defining the difference between the Averis and the punishments of a Ben Yisrael and a Ben Noach, that a Ben Yisrael, the Averis that is over, are not so much defined in terms of the Ibud Nefesh in this world. A person creates a person does an Avera, a Yid does an Avera in this world, the ramifications, the unfortunate ramifications of Hefsid, of Ibud Nefesh, of loss that are created in this world are but only the tip of the iceberg of the tremendous evil that he's unleashed in the Bria. The Avera and the ramifications of Avera go much further. And therefore the Averas are defined in terms of the Maisim Mitzvah, L'toiv, and L'hepach, the Maisim Avera that he does. Whereas a Ben Noach, who has no koyach with his Maisim to affect or not to affect the spiritual makeup of the Bria, his Averis and non-Averis, his Mitzvahs and Averis of Shev Mitzvah and Neach, are only to be defined in terms of what they accomplish in the world that we live in terms of Ibud Nefesh, in terms of loss of life, loss of property, and so on and so forth. So this is another clear distinction which gives us important insight into different areas of Halacha and how Chazal define different Averis, not so much in terms of fault, and not fault, but in terms of a Maisa and not a Maisa.